the fourth kina, Echot Tefarti, kina tes, Yerichon Panchas.
Kina Tess. Young children oftentimes feel that their parents are like tyrants. Whether the little kid wants a story before bedtime, and the parent says no. Whether the child wants money to buy a bag of candy, and the parent says no. Whether he wants to stay out later at night, the parent says no. Oftentimes the child feels that the parent says no because he doesn't love him enough. The reality is, however, as every parent knows, it's not true. Every parent loves their child. And if the answer is no, it's either because it's not good for them, because this is the consequence of their choices. It's not good for them, the answer is no. No matter how much a child asks, you don't give them poison to eat. It's not good for them. And if they make bad choices, they have to deal with the consequences. If a child chooses to play in the bath for an hour, they chose not to have a story before bedtime, it's too late. If they chose not to brush their teeth and they get a cavity, they don't get a big bag of candy. And if they don't study and they fail a test, so they chose not to go out at night. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Avinu of Harachamon, who loves us so much we possibly can't even comprehend it. And if things are tough, it's either because Pasha, it's not good for us, or because this is the consequence of our choices. The two paths are open to us, and they're reflected in Kina Tess. In B'chukosai Teileichu, Rosh Hashanah says, if you're a Melim Batiro, if you're with Akdik B'mitzvahs, if you walk with me, then everything is good. Then if I think you shmichem b'yitam, you see lucham daish as botir, you'll have parnosa, no worries. Then if I think shalom ba'aretz, shalom bayis, shalom with your kids, with your neighbors, with your community. Or daf temes oyveichem, v'rotfu mikem chamishom me'ah, no enemies, nor piguim. Ufonisi aleichem, I'll be close to you. V'nasati mishkani v'seichom, and I'll be with you. V'im vaisish ma'uli, but if not, that's your choice too. If not, instead of rain, you get dust. Instead of peace, there's war. And that's your choice. As we mentioned, on Tisha B'Av, we have an opportunity to look at the distance between Hashem and ourselves. Perhaps the most painful thing about that distance is that was our choice. In our relationship with Hashem, He's the one that's committed. And any distance we feel from Him, it's not because He's stepped away, but simply because He's allowed us to step away from Him. As we sit here again on Tisha B'Av, as painful as it is to say, this is our choice. We chose to be here again. We can say kinnos all morning and watch inspiring videos all afternoon. But if we continue to choose to speak Lashon Hara, if we continue to choose to hate people, to distance ourselves from people, to look down on people because they're a little different than us, or even a lot different than us, if we choose to make the wrong choices, we'll continue to choose doing this again and again.